The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Abraham Donko
and Naja Bleago.
In the headlines, Apa East receives ballot papers for 2012 elections. Government to put in place strategies to prevent middlemen from smuggling subsidized agro-products out of the country. NPP insists implementation of free SHS is feasible. Progressive People's Party promises incentives and capacity building as packages for teacher motivation. African Union demands unhindered access to conflict zone in DRC. Eurozone finance ministers and IMF reach agreement on urgent bailout for Greece. And former Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's body exhumed to determine cause of death. First, the summary by Naja Gliago.
The Upper East region has received its ballot papers for this year's presidential and parliamentary elections. The papers arrived at the regional capital yesterday and are being kept at the regional police command. Upon arrival, the papers were inspected by all the stakeholders. President John Dramani Mahama says government will take the necessary steps to prevent the smuggling of subsidized agro-products and inputs to neighboring countries. In view of this, the products will be delivered to farmers personally through extension offices in the districts and towns. President Mahama was addressing cocoa farmers in the Ashanti region. The presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has once again defended the feasibility of his free SHS policy. Delivering a statement on education at the University of Cape Coast, Nana Addo accused the NDC government of toying with the education of Ghanaians. He said government has no policy on education, except to say free SHS is not possible. The African Union has called on the M23 rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo to give free passage to aid groups to conflict zones. AU Commissioner Ramtane Lamamra has called on all stakeholders to ensure unhindered access to humanitarian agencies who are working under challenging conditions. And the remains of former Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has been exhumed by investigators to determine the cause of his death. Mr. Arafat died in 2004 in Paris after an undetermined illness. Many Palestinians suspected he was poisoned though his medical records show he had stroke.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
The news now in detail. Ballot papers for the December presidential and parliamentary elections have arrived in Bolgatanga and are currently in the custody of the regional police command for distribution to the 15 constituencies in the Upper East region. Upon arrival at the regional police headquarters, officials of the EC and the police inspected them in the presence of representatives of the various political parties. The regional director of the EC, Bruce Aisi, said his outfit is ever ready to maintain its track record of delivering on its constitutional mandate as far as credible, transparent and violence-free elections are concerned. He said the ballot papers are in the right quantity and sequence to the satisfaction of the political parties present. The Deputy Regional Police Commander, ACP Peter Kinjinai, gave the assurance that the ballot papers will be highly protected.
Government says it will put in place a system that will ensure that subsidized agro-products and inputs are delivered to farmers personally through extension services in districts and towns. The move is to stall activities of middlemen who smuggle these government-subsidized fertilizers and farm inputs to neighboring countries at the detriment of beneficiary farmers. President John Mahama was addressing cocoa farmers and people of the Ashanti region on the third day of his campaign tour. He said government will do all within its ambit to invigorate the booming cocoa sector. Pascalina Dadiva reports that the crowd that receives the president and his entourage gets better each day.
The third day of President Mahama's campaign sent him to New Edubiase, Fumsu, Obuase, Bekwai, Kopsunase, and Akufuma Danse. From Akufum to Obuase, the crowd was uncontrollable. It was as if the whole of Ashanti region had poured onto the Obuase township. Traffic jammed, businesses closed temporarily, and all other activities came to a standstill. With the Ashanti region being a stronghold of the MPP, many stood in awe as a massive turnout. It was not only the youth, old men and women were not left out of the frenzy. The convoy traveled from New Edubiase to Obuasi on a first-class road constructed under the NDC regime. According to the roads minister Joe Gidisu, the Yamuranza to Bekwa Road, a Kroform to Kojonkwanta, Trefopanso to Dunkwa have all been awarded on contract. Being a cocoa farming area, good roads are obviously the foremost choice of the people. President Mahama said government will not neglect the cocoa sector at the expense of oil and gas. He said it was only under the NDC that cocoa production shot up to 1 million tons last year, the first in the history of the country. To maintain these feet, a cocoa rehabilitation program has been launched. 20 million cocoa seedlings are made available to farmers free of charge to replace their old cocoa plantations with their new improved seedlings. Also introduced are weighing scales and stones to prevent farmers from being cheated by those who purchase their produce. Farming or farmers are a group that the NDC appreciates so much, and so we will do all within our means to uplift the sector. You will notice that it is only under the NDC government that cocoa price has been improved. The reason is to allow for farmers to also make some gains. I recently launched the cocoa rehabilitation project, and this is also geared towards improving
the
Aside from these, the cocoa farmers housing scheme has been launched. Within the next 4 years of the NDC government, affordable houses will be built at cocoa growing areas across the country for cocoa farmers and their families. From the Ashanti region, Pascal Nadadewo for Radio Ghana.
The Progressive People's Party, PPP, is attributing the poor performance of students to inadequate teacher motivation, low remuneration and poor condition of service. The party has therefore promised to build the capacity of teachers, introduce financial rewards and make teachers to feel proud of their profession rather than perceive it as a means to an end. The PPP parliamentary candidate for WA Central, James Somwini, made the statement at a news conference in WA. Here's a report from our regional correspondent, Swala Abdul-Wahab.
Mr. Somwini said over the past decade, total of 1,562,270 students filled their BECE out of a total of 3,669,130 students, representing almost 50%. He said apart from this, it is reported that over 70% of students in the northern part of the country cannot read. Mr. Sivini added that employers complain about the fact that they have to retrain graduates from the tertiary institutions to equip them with analytical and language skills. The PPP parliamentary candidate for WA Central spelled out what Dr. Papa Kosi Indom's led government will do to address these problems should it be voted to power.
When the teacher is well resourced with the right facilities and equipment, the entire system will benefit and our children will become better educated. The PPP education policy clearly recognized what must be done, and I quote, provide quality education for every Ghanaian child. Standardized school facilities from kindergarten to senior high school with libraries, toilets, classrooms, kitchens, housing for teachers, playgrounds, etc. And ensure free compulsory and continuous education in public schools from kindergarten to senior high school, including computer training. We will deploy an education police to enforce the compulsory aspect of our policy. An integral part of this objective will be an objective to significantly increase vocational training so that all school leavers gain employable skills. This will include a comprehensive sports program to instill discipline and promote better health care.
Parliamentary candidate for WA Central, James Somwini, ending that report by Swala Abdul Wahab.
The presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has accused the ruling government of toying with the education of Ghanaians. Nana Addo, who was delivering his policy on education at the University of Cape Coast campus, noted that the NDC's only major policy for the 2012 election is that the NPP cannot deliver free SHS. He stressed that the time for the implementation of the free SHS is now and not in 20 years.
Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo said he will build upon the successes of the Kufu administration in education and whatever is good under the NDC. He said too many children leave school unable to read or write. Nana Addo said his government will focus on reading, writing and arithmetic, adding that the policy will be implemented through monitored programs and regular assessment. He noted that his administration will work towards providing every basic school with ICT infrastructure to keep them in touch with global trends and also equip them early with the skills that will be necessary in Ghana's economic transformation. Nana Addo mocked government much touted achievement of eliminating schools under trees.
The current government talks about having schools under trees there on us, only to discover with that today that many of these were schools manufactured in the imagination of their schoolmates. We have been told about thousands of laptops being distributed all over Ghana. It turns out one thing that found to be in girls' schools is what one institution has come out to say that none of the names against their school belongs to any enrolled student. On the university campuses at least, it would appear that the distribution of the laptop has a proper name, one laptop per NDC supporter.
On the debate as to whether senior high school should be 3 or 4 years, Nana Addo noted that his government will review the 3-4 year controversy based on the data that emerges from examination results in a bid to pursue the path of greatest benefit to Ghana's children and settle the matter once and for all. On the debate as to whether the free senior high school is possible or not, Nana Addo said the NDC, led by a president who is a beneficiary of free secondary education, says the entire infrastructure must be in place and the required teachers must be trained first before free senior high school is ruled out. He explained that Dr. Kwame Nkrumah turned out free senior high school in the north with only one middle school, which was turned into a secondary school, and the Tamale Teacher Training College was the only college churning out teachers for the area. He said inadequate physical infrastructure or teachers does not mean the scheme is unrealistic.
Brighton Trauma filed that report.
Government has assured the chiefs and people of Biayankwanta in the Bunuhaf region of an improved water supply. A contract for the rehabilitation and expansion of the overhead water reservoir in the town has been awarded. Vice President Pakwisi Mr. Asa, who paid a courtesy call on the Omanhene of the town, Nana Bwachi Trom, said the government will continue to provide facilities at the Dryau Nkwanta Orthopedic School and the Bwachi Trom SHS. He said government will continue to pursue a systematic program of development in line with the availability of resources.
We are going to work with the chiefs in the 4 years ahead of us, so we have to know our home for us to be able to visit every time. The president says the work you give us is difficult. There is no money for us to work. We have to do a lot of paperwork. The development projects have to be done systematically. We will also work on the water, classrooms, kitchen, dining hall for it to be nice. Some people think our existence is based on bully, insult, and fight. I want to talk to our people that we want peace in this election. We want development, so it is not good for anyone to fight. We know that President Mahama will win, so you have to exercise patience. Even if you are offended, just use the power of your tongue to vote for peace and development.
President Mahama, obedient to him.
Vice President Pakwisi Mr. Asa. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Apa East receives ballot papers for 2012 elections. government to put in place strategies to prevent middlemen from smuggling subsidized agro-products out of the country. NPP insists implementation of free SHS is feasible. Progressive People's Party promises incentives and capacity building as packages for teacher motivation. African Union demands unhindered access to conflict zone in DRC. Eurozone finance ministers and IMF reach agreement on urgent bailout for Greece. Former Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's body exhumed to determine cause of death. Please stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
Welcome back. A survey conducted by the Center for Creativity, CFC Ghana, has shown mixed results for the two leading parties, NDC and NPP, in their traditional strongholds. The survey indicates that whereas 98% respondents in the Volta region say NDC's John Mahama will have the backing of the region, 56% of respondents in Ashanti say NPP's Nana Akufo-Addo may not get the backing of the region. In all, 1,000 indigenes and card-bearing members of the parties of the two regions were interviewed and they gave various reasons for their positions. The survey results were announced at a news conference addressed by the Executive Director of the Center for Creativity, Abdul Rahman, in Accra. For the details, here is a report by Sofa Hoko and Caleb Opon.
President John Dramani Mahama of the NDC and NPP's Nana Dankwa Akufo-Addo and their political parties have continued to enjoy overwhelming support from voters in Ashanti region since 1992. In 2008, turnouts in the Ashanti region in the first round of the general elections was weak, and as we get closer to the elections, the Center for Creativity Ghana, a non-partisan organization, deems it fit to release a report on a strategy survey conducted in October this year in order to gauge the mood and actions of the general public in respect to those two leading presidential aspirants from their strongholds. The executive director of CFC Ghana, Abdul Rahman, in an interview with Radio Ghana, explained that out of 1,000 indigenous in the Volta region, 98% respondents say NDC's John Mahama would have the backing of the region because he has been able to reconcile with the founder of the party. And even though he is a Gwan, the party under his leadership has become more all-inclusive that accepts people from other tribes. He said the 2% of the respondents who are against President Mahama explained that his image, personality and attitude, even before he became the vice president and subsequently president, has not been reflected by some of his spokespersons. The Ashanti region also had a different view, and out of the 500 respondents, 44% of them said they will back the NPP's Nanado because of his free SHS promise, while 56% of the respondents in the region also had some negative perspectives. Mr. Rahman is therefore calling on political parties to critically examine the concerns raised by their followers in these two regions and quickly address them, as this could generate into voter apathy in the upcoming elections among people from these regions.
Sophia Koko and Caleb Opon filed that report.
Ghanaians, especially politicians, have been urged to work seriously towards ensuring national peace if the current stable and peaceful environment is to be maintained. A minister of the gospel, Bishop John Edu, who made these comments, said recent developments on the political scene give cause for concern. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Bishop Edu said election is about choice, and that is, it is only God who chooses leaders through the electorate. Therefore, there is no need for Ghanaians to engage in violence. He has therefore entreated religious bodies to intercede for the country to ensure peace and stability during and after the elections, adding that Ghanaians need peace to go about their businesses to enhance their standard of living.
The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Sherry Aiti, says the degrading of the environment without recourse to its sustainability is a recipe for extreme poverty. She said a degraded environment also poses serious risk to food security to both present and future generations. Madame Aiti made the observation at the Quarry Life National Awards ceremony organized by GASEM in Accra. Abraham Donko reports.
The Quarry Life National Award is an initiative of Heidelberg Cement Group, the parent company of GASM, to collate research proposals on how to promote biodiversity in reclaiming quarry sites around the globe. The proposals also focused on environmental sustainability, management, education and quarry rehabilitation. Out of the lot, five proposals were accepted by the jury for the local competition. The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Sir Aite, called for the formulation and implementation of appropriate land policies to avert the problems associated with land degradation.
Reliance on land as a principal source of livelihood and as a source for the basic economic development in Ghana is likely to persist in the foreseeable future. Let's call for formulation and implementation of appropriate land policy for a better livelihood of the poor, as well as increased private investment in agriculture. Until we make determined steps to reclaim and rehabilitate, we have massively degraded poverty will persist, and the threat of food security will always be with us.
37-year-old lecturer of the KNUST, Paul Insia, won the first prize of 12,000 Ghana cedis. Japhet Robert took the second prize of 7,200 Ghana cedis, while Vivian Arthur won the third prize of 3,600 Ghana cedis.
Abraham Donko reporting.
The Greater Accra chairperson of the Coalition of NGOs in Health, Reverend Mrs. Anna Brintu, has called on all political parties to prioritize policies that promote universal access to basic quality health care in Ghana. She said this when the Coalition of NGOs in Health embarked on a health war campaign from the Kwame Nkrumah Circle in Accra to some of the offices of the various political parties contesting this year's elections. Janet Quist has the rest of the story.
The health war campaign was aimed at prioritizing universal access to healthcare in Ghana, dubbed Universal Access to Quality Healthcare is Possible. Some women and men who took part in the health walk had placards with inscriptions such as "Vote for Your Health" and "Universal Care in Ghana is Possible." The Greater Accra Chairperson, Coalition of NGOs in Health, Reverend Anna Brintio, said, "Healthcare is a fundamental human right and not a privilege, and it is essential to growing economy." She also said, "Despite efforts by past and present governments, majority of the population still do not have universal access to healthcare.
Care in Ghana has come a long way. It is still the case that access to effective health interventions is low, particularly for the poorest, resulting in unnecessary high morbidity and mortality. The National Health Insurance Scheme has been a good step forward, but at the moment it is unsustainable and unjust. Whilst we all pray for it through the budget, only 34% of people are registered, whilst as many rich people are registered as poor people. And the major barrier to registration is the cost of insurance premium. The current system isn't working as envisaged, but universal access to quality healthcare in Ghana is possible."
Reverend Brintu urged political parties to recognize the need for reforms that will ensure financial sustainability of the NHIS.
Janet Quist filed that report.
This year's program to commemorate World AIDS Day will take place in Cape Coast today. A statement signed by the Director General of the Ghana AIDS Commission, Dr. Angela L. Adas, says although the day would be marked globally on the 1st of next month, it's been brought forward because of the general elections on December 7. President John Mahama, who is also the chairman of the Ghana AIDS Commission, will be the special guest at this year's event and will be delivering the keynote address. The global event is being held under the theme, Getting to Zero, Zero New HIV Infections, Zero AIDS-Related Deaths, Zero Discrimination. But Dr. Ayola Dare said after widespread stakeholder consultation, Ghana has chosen the sub-theme, Accelerating to Zero Together. She argued that this sub-team reflects the importance of enhanced collaboration and partnership to consolidate the gains made over the years.
We are back after this short break.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
Welcome back. The African Union is demanding that aid groups be allowed access to the conflict zone in the Democratic Republic of Congo. It is also considering the deployment of international forces to the region. The AU Peace and Security Council convened an emergency meeting to reaffirm its rejection of the armed rebellion in the DRC that has created a humanitarian crisis in the region. AU Commissioner Ramtin Lamamra says the organization is deeply concerned about the situation and urges all stakeholders to ensure unhindered humanitarian access and guarantee the security and safety of the staff of the humanitarian agencies and organizations who are operating under very challenging conditions.
Eurozone finance ministers and the IMF have reached a deal on an urgent bailout for debt-laden Greece. They have agreed to cut debts by 40 billion euros that will pave the way for the release of the next tranche of 44 billion euro bailout loans. Greek Prime Minister Antonis Samaras welcomed the deal, saying a new day begins for the country.
Investigators have assumed the remains of the former Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat today in an attempt to determine the cause of his death. Swiss, French and Russian experts will take samples to establish whether his death at the military hospital in Paris in 2004 was as a result of poisoning. Mr. Arafat's medical records say he had a stroke resulting from a blood disorder. His widow Suha objected to a post-mortem at the time, but asked the Palestinian Authority to permit the exhumation to reveal the truth.
To end the news, the main points again. The Upper East region has received ballot papers for this year's presidential and parliamentary elections. The papers arrived at the regional capital yesterday and are being kept at the regional police command. Upon arrival, the papers were inspected by all the stakeholders. President John Dramani Mahama has said government will take the necessary steps to prevent the smuggling of subsidized agro-products and inputs to neighboring countries. In view of this, the products will be delivered to farmers personally through extension offices in the districts and towns. President Mahama was addressing cocoa farmers in the Ashanti region. And the presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has once again defended the feasibility of his free SHS policy. Delivering a statement on education at the University of Cape Coast, Nana Addo accused the NDC government of toying with the education of Ghanaians. He said the government has no policy on education except to say free SHS is not possible. The news was presented by Abraham Donko
and Naja Blago in Accra.